Peter Shakespeare, a very warm welcome to the wonderful world of 88 FM. How are you?
I'm very well, and you? Thank you so much for having me this afternoon.
No, absolute pleasure. And it's a subject we've not talked about before, earwax, which is known as cerumen. Is that right?
That's right.
There you
perfect,
go.
Perfect. Well done. Good pronunciation. Well done.
Been practicing that the whole morning. But anyway, so let's get busy. Do all human beings have earwax, and why do we have it? What purpose does it serve?
So most definitely, if you are a human being, you definitely have earwax because it's produced in the outer part of our ear canal. And this outer part has a very thick skin layer, which has effectively two glands. The one gland secretes sebum, which is that fatty layer, oily layer that we feel on our skin, and the other gland secretes a sweat. And this combination of the sebum and the sweat and dead skin cells, dust, hair products, that all produces earwax. And earwax is so important because it protects our ears from dust, hair, insects, bacteria, fungus, from entering our ear canals. Earwax also lubricates the skin lining of the ear canal, and it acts as an emollient, which in essence repels water from entering our ears as well.
Now, does earwax differ between people? Do some have more, some have less, and are there kind of different types of earwax?
So earwax does differ between people, and this is based on so many factors, such as age, genetics, your ethnicity, your diet intake, your medication, and even your emotional state. There are two different types of earwax. We get a dry type and a very wet type. And earwax also changes over time because when it's firstly produced, it's very yellow, it's soft, and it has a very sticky consistency. However, the longer it stays in the ear canal, it tends to become darker brown in color, more flaky and dry, and then it does tend to stick to the ear canal wall.
All right, now, do our bodies need to get rid of earwax in their own special way, or do they just let it stay there?
So the ear canal is amazing. It is a self-cleaning organism. There is a slow migration of the skin lining from the ear canal and the eardrum outward towards the ear opening, and this grows at about the rate of your fingernails. So earwax is essential for us. It's forming in the outer parts of the ear canal, and it's actually moved along with the help of your jaw movement, such as when you speak, yawn, and even chew.
So how would I know if my suspected hearing loss is caused by earwax?
So you wouldn't. And this is when we come into play. So only a very qualified hearing healthcare provider, such as an audiologist, can ascertain whether your suspected hearing loss is caused by earwax. But you can assist us by not placing foreign objects in your ears to dry or clean them out. And there's a saying which really holds true for healthy ear hygiene. And everybody knows it and everybody says it. And you should never put anything smaller than your elbow in your ear.
That's lovely. All right. So in my lifetime, I have loud music coming through my headphones. I've DJed since I was a million years ago. And earwax has built up, and I've had it removed by a sister at the local chemist. Now, is that the right route to take? She had a little kind of a pan underneath my ear, and she had a syringe, and she squeezed hot water, well, not hot, warm water through my ear, and it did remove a quite substantial amount of earwax. Is that the way to go?
So we need to always look at the best and the safest way because there's so many factors that increase or reduce wax production. There are also many physical and health risks involved when removing earwax. So my recommendation is that you firstly, if you are concerned about earwax buildup for any other reason, you need to make an appointment to see either an audiologist, your general practitioner, or an ear, nose, and throat specialist. And they can ensure that you are a good candidate for any type of management that is suggested. There are many different types of products on the market that are used to soften wax before it can be removed. So some products are non-medicinal, and those are primarily oil-based. Then we also get diluted hydrogen peroxide products, and these are designed to dissolve and to release the wax. However, this would be recommended to you by your qualified hearing healthcare provider. You will firstly look into your ears, assess your specific problem, and recommend which product is suitable for you to use safely.
Yeah, I mean, don't do it yourself. Do not try this at home, right?
Please don't.
Okay, are there any activities that we do that can increase the production of earwax and any that can reduce it?
So, unfortunately, some people just tend to have very narrow or very unusual shaped ear canals, and this obstructs the movement of the earwax out of the ear canal. You won't believe it, but gravity also makes a difference. So, for example, if you tend to sleep on one side, you may notice that the ear you lie on tends to expel earwax easier than the other ear. For example, wearing hearing instruments or ear pods or hearing protectors can increase the production of earwax. But often the ear canal does become accustomed to having something foreign in the ear canal, and the glands tend to stabilize the amount of wax being produced. But I must tell you, the biggest culprit that we see is a common activity known as mechanical milking of the ear canal, which in essence is when people push cotton buds or other foreign objects into their ears to clean the ear canal.
Yeah, those cotton...
And this can cause three big problems. Firstly, the ear canal then can either produce more wax because it's trying to stop you from putting something foreign in your ear canal. Mm. Some people clean their ear canals very harshly, and you actually damage the glands inside the ear canal, and this can tend to add to a very dry and painful and itchy ear canal. And lastly, the one that we see the most often is earwax blockage, and that's when the earwax has been pushed in so deeply that it causes an impaction.
Wow.
And this in turn can cause pain, temporary hearing loss, tinnitus, and even the sensation of fullness.
All right, so sling the cotton buds immediately. Now,
for
people who are wearing hearing aids, is earwax a problem, and how can they manage it better to prevent it from causing blockage of sound or damage to their hearing aids? How would one go about that?
So this is something that the audiologist that has fitted your hearing instruments with will be able to address. Because like I said, each person has their own amount and type of earwax in their ear canals, as well as what model of hearing instrument they are wearing.
All right, so finally, if somebody wanted to get hold of you, you are very knowledgeable, by the way. You really, really are. It's lovely to talk to you.
Thank you.
How would one go about that?
All right, so I am part of a network, which is a fantastic network available in South Africa, and it's known as ICANN. It stands for Independent Connected Audiology Network. And the audience can Google www.independentaudiologists.co.za. And on the home page, there's three big green tabs that says, find an audiologist or acoustician near you. You can even refine your search by inserting your location, your province, and the search radius. As easiest as that.
Simple. All right, Peter, it's been lovely speaking with you, and enjoy the rest of your day, won't you?
You too, and enjoy the sunny weather in KZN. Have a great day, everybody.
Where are you based at the moment?
We're in Gauteng, and we've just had a massive rainstorm, so I'm really glad the electricity held up, and we were able to have a great conversation.
Please send some rain this way, won't you? Oh, we are
sweltering
here. All right, my love. Have a great day.
You too. Have a good day.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye.